Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit. Let me turn mine up. I think, okay. Let me say something.
You there?
Yeah, you. All right.
Good. Yeah, man, this is Zach. We've been in communication back and forth, seeing how you're doing, and checking on the property on Condrey Ridge, see if you're still, going forward with the sale.
Right.
Any status update to it, or?
Yes. Yes and no. Yes. Let me give you the yes part. I spoke to the bank the other day, and we have some discrepancies.
Does that mean?
It means that when I cannot describe this thing. You ever been in a situation where a person lied to you?
Yeah, we deal with that on a daily basis.
Okay.
Is this
You
the
know
part?
how crooked banks, you know how crooked banks can be when it comes to rhetoric, right? How they can tell you one thing and interpret one thing and it doesn't mean anything at all. Like
Well, every
I'm finding out that 25 years ago when I pulled $10,000 out of a HELOC, that they didn't put my mortgage back the way that I had thought I had signed for them to do. It was supposed, it was a VA loan.
Okay.
They did not, they took my VA away and didn't, and made it an FHA.
Okay.
They weren't supposed to have done that.
I can understand. I think everyone's been on, the side of a transaction where they don't understand everything properly. I do understand that part.
Well, I don't understand how they could give me an FHA loan when I didn't ask for one. I told them I would do a certain thing based on the fact that it doesn't change. They say, no, sir, it won't change your status as a veteran. But they lied. SunTrust.
Yeah,
Now,
obviously truest now.
and now I'm with Truist and I asked for a payout. How do you owe $70,000 on a 30-year loan and you've owned the house 41 years?
And you've made every single payment.
Every single payment. And they kept telling me, well, Mr. Hammer, you did this, you did that. We had to start this out. I said, no. You've been taking the money out. Mr. Hammer hasn't missed anything. So now we're going round and round and round because their numbers are wrong and my paperwork is right. And they are afraid that I'm getting ready to sue them. And I am. That's where I'm at with
Well,
them.
I mean,
That's the reason why it's so hard for me to explain that to you, because I'm sitting here. There's no rules and regulations when you rob a person.
it's pretty much a
It,
free-for-all.
yeah, that's what it is. So it's your word against theirs, and being that I'm just a single guy who is one of hundreds of thousands or millions of people against a big bank with lawyers who can pay people to say anything they want them to say, that
Yeah.
I can now be a victim, but I refuse to be one, which means that I got to take all my assets to go buy me a lawyer who I can't trust to represent me, who will not represent me, but will show up in court with me, but he won't represent me.
Well, I can tell you this, is we've all been on that side of the spectrum. Now, I can't advise you to do anything, but I will say, you know, I have an attorney that would be able to help you out with this situation that would properly represent you. But as
you
long as yes, sir. But I will say, I don't think it will be worth your efforts to do so. And,
okay, you know, tell me. I'm open.
At the end of the day, what is your main, you know, the bank is going to do what the bank is going to do.
They've already done it.
Exactly. So
they've already taken liberties with me and lied to me in front of me, in my face.
Yeah. So the question is, Mr. Hamlin, Clarence.
Yeah.
What do you want out of this thing, you know, considering the, you know, the unreasonable facts of reality?
Well, that's a good question. And I think that you can probably tell what I want out of it by the tone of my voice. I want satisfaction. I want satisfaction knowing that if I've got to have integrity, why isn't it that big business don't have integrity?
Well, that's the name of the game, is they don't have to. And, you know, everybody is bought and sold in some way, shape, form, or capacity.
Yeah.
And that's just the facts. I mean, you know, I'm a model.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What would you do if this was happening to you? Wouldn't you like to be kissed first before somebody makes love to you? Or would you just rather somebody just jump on top of you and do what they want to do to you?
Typically, yes. I would like to kiss first, but
yeah. Well, tell me how you would handle this, because I'm open for ideas. And long term speaking, what I could do is sell the house and move on and make a few dollars. But
yes,
the thing is, the few dollars that I make after I pay taxes and pay the $70,000 that they claim that I owe them that I don't, I end up managing my property for 41 years to make $22,000.
Right.
So why would I want to give that away?
So
when I can raise so much hell and expose them so that they can't do it no more.
So here's the
Somebody's
thing.
Somebody's got to fight.
You're right, but I'll tell you this. From the many conversations that we've had, you know, and I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just telling you the facts and what you should hear.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear the facts.
Yeah. The facts are, you know, your health is of concern, okay? And I personally don't think that you should, you know, have to argue this. These things get argued all the time, and, you know, considering – you know, we are just a small person in a huge ocean. We are a fish.
I understand. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you know, you want to walk away with, you know, you owe him 70. You know, the house obviously needs work. I mean, you're a smart guy.
The house doesn't need any work. I just had it done 2 years ago.
Right. Well, you want to walk away with some money, put it that way.
I want to walk away with market value money. I don't want to give my house away, because it's making $1,500 a month rent now. Mm-hmm. Now I can either sell the house at a decent price, or either I can keep the people in there who are paying me $1,500 a month, because they can't go anywhere else. And the reason why they can't go anywhere else is because the girl who is renting the house is family, first and foremost, and they have been paying me, but she has MS. And the reason why she's able to keep the house is because she was smart enough to get insurance. So she's got insurance that pays her monthly so that she can keep her family intact. The husband is getting his CDL license to drive a tractor trailer, and I helped him with that. I gave him $5,000 to do that, to help them out. My situation is not that bad. What is pissing me off is Big Brother and how they treat people like myself.
Are of concern.
Yeah, that's what bothers me. What bothers me, if I don't push back, then if everybody don't push back, then we end up with somebody like we don't want to be our leader. When I was in Vietnam, I couldn't be a Republican or a Democrat. You can't.
Right.
A vet
right.
can't. Otherwise, it's perjury. You know, it's perjury. You know, and how can you go to war for a country that you don't believe in? That's the reason why you can't have vets as Republicans or Democrats or patriots. Patriots don't fight. They practice on the weekend.
Yeah.
I got buddies that are dead, been dead for 50 years. You know, so a lot of things are going on in my heart about, do I fight for this, or what is my purpose for being here?
So,
you know, am I supposed to lay down and let somebody trample all over me just because they have numbers? I'm not built that way.
So here's
you
told me when we had talked a few times, you know, you said plant good seeds, it'll sprout good things, you know.
Yeah.
If you remember telling me that or not, but you know, to be honest with you, the best thing that I can plant in your brain is that it ain't worth the fight, because you know, at the end of the day, you're going to be spending more money than you're going to, you know, end up getting, because at the end of the day, they have unlimited supply, and you know,
that's true.
Your health being, you know,
true too. My health is not the best. Not now.
Yeah, and you know, we can hope for the future, but at the end of the day, everybody's going at some point. So
I don't have a future.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
Have, when you're 77, you don't have a future anymore. And that's the biggest thing you got to come across when you get older.
I think you should, you know, walk away with money while you can. And, you know, or you're going to just risk the loss of everything anyway, because, you know, that what you're going against is going to, you know, minimum is $5,000 for someone to represent you on something like this. And then, you know, that's just the retainer. And then, you know, if you go to trial, and I mean, this thing could be a 2-3 year process. I mean, I've just seen it happen too many times.
Yeah.
And what is that worth
with you?
Is that worth it to you? I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes you just got to say, take the money.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, that type of attitude has never been instilled in me, so I don't know that side. I've been a fighter all my life. And if nothing else, if I can scare the shit out of you, it's worth that to me, to let you know that everybody is not stupid and you can't do this to everybody. I've had some fights. I've won most of them. I've won most of them by exposure. And what I mean by that is, a lot of people really don't want to be exposed.
Of course.
They really and truly don't. They don't want to be exposed. And especially in this day and time, there are no rules and regulations. You lucky if you wake up and still got a house that you own that you done paid for without somebody coming through here and claiming that, hey, I have right of way. We getting ready to extend this highway, so your house has to go, like they did my wife's down in Greensboro. Their family had lived in a house 40 years, and North Carolina A&T came through and bought up the whole damn street and gave them $100,000, which the house was worth $300,000.
Right.
So what you're saying, I'm hearing you. And I really do understand where you come from. But some of us I can't live with myself knowing that I didn't put up a fight. I didn't go to college for nothing. I went to college to learn how to play the game of life.
Right.
You can't play the game of life if you don't know to cover your six. And I've been covering my 6 o'clock ever since I graduated 40 years ago at 40. I went back to school at 40 years of age because life wasn't working for me. And then I started making money because I knew how to make money.
Right.
And, you know.
Clarence, here's the thing. And
yeah.
Like I said.
Please tell me. I'm listening
right.
to you.
Yeah. But here's the thing. All everything that you want to, you know, fight for, you know, regard, you know, at the end of the day, here's what they're going to say. They're going to say, and I'm going to put it to you real simple. You signed the documents, you know, whether you were aware or not, that is definitely up for debate. But
that's where they are coming from.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If someone said, you know, hey, you didn't pay your taxes, you're going to jail. And they said, well, I don't know how to pay them. You know, not understanding does not excuse what will recourse in action. And I'm not saying it's your fault because it's not. I myself have been in your situation before, but caught it, you know.
Right. Okay.
So it's, you know, not understanding the terms and conditions doesn't excuse us, unfortunately. And that, you know, I'm not trying to, you know.
No. You go ahead, do it. Just give it to me the way you want to give it to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm beginning to understand. This is how I see it, what you're telling me.
I worked for a bank for a long time. I know how to play. And, you know, it's not going to go down even if you do fight. Because you got the signatures, you signed whatever documentation, you know, as far as them doing you wrong, you know, that's demoralizing, you know, itself. And they sold you something that you didn't obviously want. But, you know, that guy probably ain't even around anymore, you know.
Well, no, they're not. As a matter of fact, SunTrust, they've gone the truest because –
Yeah,
I have found out through my underground network of other people who are going through the same thing. They changed their name so that they cannot be held accountable. They no longer exist, so you can't sue a entity, a bank especially, when the bank no longer exists.
Yep. And that's the thing. So
that's why they change the name every 15 years.
You really can't do anything, and you know they're not even in. Basically, Truist is just they bought SunTrust, and you know, as far as SunTrust, they're liquidated. You know.
Yeah. SunTrust no longer exists.
So the best thing, you know, I can do and you can do is while you're still, you know, living your life and enjoying, you know, what you can is, you know, one, you sell it, or two, I mean, you just keep renting it. But, you know, it sounds like you might want to be able to enjoy a little bit of cash and maybe free up some peace of mind. So, you know, and I wouldn't be opposed to keeping the tenants in there.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm an investor, you know, I buy 20-30 houses a month, so I, you know, if the tenants like the place already, then it ain't nothing for me to keep them in there.
Yeah, they're good folks, man. They really and truly are. I bought the house for my daughter back in 1987, and like I said, she didn't speak to me. Well, I don't know if I told you that story, but she didn't speak to me. So her cousin lives in the house. Because I wanted to keep it in the family. I wanted to leave them something that they could use as a jump off point. I wanted them to keep the house so that when I passed on, you know, they would be able to take over the house. And if they wanted to move to another location, they would have income coming in forever, because the house is in real good shape. I put $25,000 in that house with new everything back in 2019. So it's been for three and a half years now. New system, new AVAC system, new roof. The only thing that is needed, I feel, based on what everybody's telling me, is the bathroom needs to be upgraded. But I'm not going to put $15,000 in a bathroom that I only spend maybe 30 minutes in a week.
Well, yeah, you're a different man than I am. I spend a lot of time in the bathroom, that's for sure.
I don't. I go in there, take a crap, and get the hell out. I flush the toilet and get on out. You know, I go take a shower. I take a shower every night because, believe it or not, taking a shower is therapeutic, and it's helped me get my A1C down.
Absolutely.
You know, I take a hot shower every night and just relax. You know, a little drink of wine and stuff like that. So, you know, I do spend at least, well, maybe 3 or 4 hours a week in a shower. You know, you know, I hear what you're saying, and what you're saying does sound right. It seems like I can either go bankrupt, either way.
Yeah.
Either I can give all my money to a lawyer to lose, because he's going to get paid. And there's no telling what the outcome's going to be, even if he's a high-powered lawyer. Because I know that the banks can pay him a couple of $100,000 to keep me from getting $50,000.
Correct.
So I know how the game is played. That's the beauty of learning, that you learn how to process.
Right.
I tell people, you know, you process information, you can't learn every damn thing. But once you process it, you know how it works. And then you know what the expectations are. And then you realize that contracts only benefit those who hand you the contract and you sign off on.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to play the game and make it equal, then when you sign the contract.
What would you want, Clarence? I mean, you said you wanted, you know, to sell it, you want market value for it. I mean,
yeah, I, you know, all I'm asking for the house is a decent price for where the house is at. I know where the house is in North Chesterfield. Everybody's trying to get in North Chesterfield. That's the reason why I bought out there back in 1987. It is outside of Richmond. It's between Midlothian and Powhatan. And that's where everybody's going. They have new subdivisions out there. So the cost of real estate is extremely high.
Yeah.
What I've been offered is nowhere near what the property is worth. You know, all I was asking for was maybe like $190,000 to $200,000 for the house.
Mm.
Everybody wants to give me $85,000, $90,000, and I'm saying no, I can make more money than that by renting it out at $1,500 a month.
So, I mean, let me ask this: do you still have the wood fireplace in there?
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. I got that.
And
that's in there. I got the baseboard heat.
Is the kitchen, they don't have, it doesn't have granite, does it?
No, it's a single family home. It's a starter home. It's not one of those two-story houses where you got $20,000 worth of granite in the kitchen.
Yeah. So, Clarence, that's what I'm saying is, you know, the reason why you're getting these offers is because, one, it's not, you know, it might, so I agree with you, it's in fine condition, it's in livable condition, but, you know, what it's actually worth would be, you know, one, people really don't want fire stoves in their house anymore, you know, that's just be honest. So,
well, I got central, it's also a central air and central heat.
Yes,
That
sir.
HVAC system cost me $6,000. That's a brand new trained system in there. It's what do they call it? A heat pump.
Yeah.
I put that in, I put that in 2020.
How about this?
Uh-huh.
What? Let's set a date for us to come look at it. You and we'll come see it. We'll come look at it with you. I don't agree with you on 190. I agree with you if it was in perfect shape, and it's not in bad shape. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm saying that, you know, if it had the granite countertops, you know, if it had the updated backsplash and the tile and the flooring and, you know, the land.
The kitchen is
beautiful.
The kitchen is brand new.
Right. So I mean, you know,
got plenty of land.
I would be higher than 90,000. You know, but I'm definitely going to be lower than 190. You know, and I know the area. You know, we have houses around that. You know,
Solar 2.
Yes.
It's out there in Solar 2.
Say that again, sir.
The name of the area is called Solar 2.
Yes.
Those are solar homes.
Yes.
That's why they are built the way they are built. And they look a little bit different than most conventional houses.
Well, how about this, Clarence? I'll give you a call tomorrow or sometime later. Maybe we could schedule something this week.
Well, let me know, and tomorrow's fine. Give me a call tomorrow. I'll talk to the people who are in there and see what I can do.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Clarence.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.